Long ago in Greece, there lived a queen whose name was Mrs. Puss. She had a son named Eddie. So one day Mrs. Puss said to Eddie, "Eddie, you crazy mixed up kid, I'm going to call up a psychiatrist in order to take care of your mental disturbances." So she got on the phone and she called up a psychiatrist. But the number rang and rang without answer. And all of a sudden, Mrs. Puss realized there were no psychiatrists in ancient Greece. So Mrs. Puss said to Eddie, she said, "Eddie, we're going to have to make out the best we can." And make out is exactly what they did. Oedipus was quite a wheel in ancient Greece. He killed the king and took the throne and kept the peace. But even he was fallible in one way or another, and in his haste he made his big mistake and married with his mother. And so along with Orestes and Clytemnestra, Antigone and Agave, and Lysistrata, Electra and Medea, he went to his end the hard way. There was no saving him at all when he made his fatal blunder. He married with the queen and they had children, so it seems, but she turns out to be his mother. Oh, vengeance, avenge ye gods, on ye furies, with 10-1 odds against Oedipus. And so along with Jocasta and the heralds and the messengers, Tiresias and all the chorus, just like Helen of Troy and all her boys, he went to an end most gorous. It was quite inevitable as can be, for when our gods send down a decree, they can be just as mean as you or me, 'cause they had him put his eyes out so he couldn't see, just on account of that he married with his mother. Oh, vengeance, avenge ye gods, on ye furies, with 10-1 odds against Oedipus. He was a sexy prexy, that Oedipus rexy, and the gods gave him apoplexy.